He was a hero and an inspiration to Puerto Ricans across the city. Legendary boxer Jose Torres, known as the People's Champion. He died last month of a heart attack at the age of 72. His legacy has been celebrated around the city. WNYC's Elaine Rivera has this remembrance.
His fans called him by his nickname, Che Gui, and he burst on the scene in 1956 when he won the silver medal at the Melbourne Olympics.
Pastrana looked very hurt.
Nearly a decade later, Torres would go on to win the light heavyweight title after defeating Willie Pastrano at Madison Square Garden.
Willie Pastrano is unable to come out for round nine. Jose Torres scores a ninth round knockout over Willie Pastrano to win the light heavyweight championship of the world.
His success riveted hundreds of thousands of Puerto Ricans living in the city. They were astounded and overcome with pride when Torres refused to fight until they played La Borinquena, the Puerto Rican national anthem. At a recent memorial event at Hostos Community College in the Bronx, Julio Pabon vividly recalled that moment. He said it was a time when Puerto Ricans faced tremendous discrimination and tension with other ethnic groups.
There were many West Side Stories in New York City, and in the middle of that period, a Puerto Rican goes to fight an Italian in Madison Square Garden and demands that they play the Puerto Rican national anthem. What that meant to every factory worker, what that meant to every seamstress that was working in downtown, that they were always being challenged for their citizenship. On that day, they were vindicated.
Providencia Zeno Martinez also recalls those years. She says Torres was a hero during a time when Puerto Ricans in the United States felt invisible or had to deal with ugly stereotypes.
You know, I remember sitting around, you know, with all the men in the family listening to the fight and everyone screaming and hollering. And it was just, it was because he was a Puerto Rican that it meant something special.
But Torres was not just a legendary boxer. He went on to have numerous other careers. State boxing commissioner, community activist, author, and writer. Torres co-wrote Sting Like a Bee, a biography of Muhammad Ali, with veteran boxing writer Bert Sugar. Sugar remembers Torres hanging out with the who's who of New Yorkers, author Norman Mailer, Senator Bobby Kennedy, writer Pete Hamill. But ultimately, Sugar says Torres was the people's champion.
He earned that by relating to the people, not just Puerto Ricans or to boxing fans, but to all New Yorkers. There wasn't anyone who wasn't taken in by his infectious smile, his glad hand, his words of encouragement or understanding. Jose Torres was there for all of them, and all of them loved him, me included.
2 years ago, the Puerto Rican native son left New York. He said he wanted to spend his final years in his hometown of Ponce. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.